Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning once again. Welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, May 22nd. We're back here for a short week, and we'll be back for a short week next week.
Really?
Right.
What's next week?
Next week is Memorial Day on Monday.
Oh, that's right. You forgot. We're not coming in on Monday.
We're not coming in on Monday. Gotcha. Nobody comes in
Long
on
ass
Memorial
weekend.
Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
It is a long ass weekend, and I'm going to be going up north to San Francisco for my son's graduation. And I'm looking forward to that. You know,
yeah, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to take my time driving rather than rush, you know.
What, and go through TSA?
No, I'm driving.
No, I know. And you're avoiding going through TSA.
Yes, absolutely I am.
God, I feel like traffic is actually going to be a nightmare this weekend because it's Memorial Day weekend. Now that you just said that, I'm like, ooh.
No, that's true.
A lot of people are going to be going away.
Yeah, yeah.
Like one of my roommates went to Europe, left this morning, and then my other roommate is going on a 10-day trip to Napa Valley. Ah. So I'm literally got the whole place to myself, and I'm like, God, I'm so single.
We'll fill the house with some people.
Right.
And throw a party.
Have a little party.
Yeah, exactly. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But 10 days to Napa Valley, what's to do there for
so long?
Well,
they're driving like you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so they're leaving today at some point, and then they're driving down and then spending a few days in Napa.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
It's like wine country and stuff.
Yeah, my best friend went a couple weeks ago, and she every day she said she was drunk by like 2.
Really?
Because you're just like walking around, and you're like,
yeah.
But it hits you at
wine
some point.
Tasting. Yeah. Well, you got to love wine, that's for sure.
She
went
with a bunch of her girlfriends, though.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's more of like a date, like a romantic type of thing.
I guess. Let's just go partying, you know? What the hell?
Drinking wine is not really partying to me. she actually said that she was like, yeah, it was beautiful. I loved it, but I definitely won't ever go with girls ever again.
Really?
Yeah, it's definitely like I'm going with my man type shit.
I see. Okay. All right.
But so I can't really confirm or deny because I've never fucking done it, so...
Yeah, well, you can try. There's always a first time, you know? You never know.
That's true.
Yeah. So do you know when your show is going to air, the one
No.
you're on?
No. So somebody told me July.
Yeah.
And then somebody else said October. I'm like, that's a big fucking difference, people.
Yeah.
Is it October or July? So I'm not sure. I know that they're filming all the way till June.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm only in one episode.
Okay. And is this going to be, do you know where it's going to be?
What network?
Yeah.
It's going to be on MTV.
Oh, on MTV. Mm-hmm. Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. You see?
Finally made my way.
Feather in your cap.
Exactly. I've never heard that saying before ever, but
you never heard
it's another feather in your pillow. It makes more sense.
In your cap. You put feathers in your cap like accomplishments or something. That's probably from 500 years
ago.
Yeah,
I was like, I've literally never in my life heard that saying.
Well, look it up and see.
Sam's making stuff up this morning, you guys.
I'm not making it up. I mean, who would make up something like that?
Oh, God.
Another notch in your belt. Another, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, notch in the belt sounds... Actually, that's like more of like a sex thing.
Why?
Like, I don't want to add another notch to my belt. That's what girls say when they don't want to add a name to their list.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Or okay. If a guy uses you and you're like, oh, it was just another notch in his belt.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we won't say that. But no, I mean, it's cool to have that on your resume and everything. And you don't know where it might lead, you know?
Yeah, there was like so many executives and producers on set. So it was like a good networking tool. I don't know if my networking was good or bad, but I always go into those things feeling pretty confident.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think this will be the last show I do.
Good.
Yeah, no. Oh.
You mean on that?
On that network, yeah.
And that season?
Oh, yeah, the season's done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm only in one episode.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Because you said they're going to keep shooting. That's why I didn't...
Yeah, every week is like something different.
Right, okay.
So I was in week one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
That's all I can say, folks.
Yeah.
Until it airs, and then I can definitely tell you guys
Unless
all about
it. Unless we torture her here in the corner and try to get some more information.
I know,
out
right?
Of you.
You can't get anything out of me.
Yeah. Come on, I need to know. What network? When? Where?
What did you do? Trust me, I have such a blatter mouth. I just like I do want to like.
All the secrecy around every project here is ridiculous.
I know.
You know? But maybe it helps. I don't know. That people don't know in advance.
Yeah. They just don't. I think they just don't want to like spoiler alerts.
Yeah.
But I'm like, fans of reality shows are so intense that they just know everything before it happens. I'm like, how do you guys, do you guys have like cameras on set? Because how do you guys possibly know this at all? Like I was getting DMs yesterday with like stuff that actually happened while I was on set. And I'm like, how does people already know this?
Really?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Oh.
Yeah.
Some people you don't know?
No clue who they are.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, we were filming sometimes in public places.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get recognized a couple times. So that's not my fault.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. You can't help but be a big celebrity, right? Mm. You get recognized everywhere.
I'm not that big.
Well, you know.
Maybe I'll have more fans after being on a different network, though.
Yeah.
And I haven't filmed in 3 years.
And it's more recent, you know, mm-hmm. so yeah.
So we'll see.
There we go.
I'm still tired.
Our girl's going to hit the big time in Hollywood.
I know. 30 is about to be my year, you guys. Big things are going to happen for me.
Yeah. Like you're going to get married to a rich man.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a baby.
Yeah.
Hopefully towards like the end of 30. Like I'll be happy by having a kid at like 31.
Okay.
Yeah. I need so like
you're
the year.
Take still a year to play.
Yeah. A year to like put the wheels in motion for the rest of my life.
Okay.
And then I'll have a baby.
Good. So that gives yourself a year to find someone. That's that's plenty of time.
Right.
Yeah.
My roommate is getting ready to move out. She told me she was leaving July 15th, but they lied.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, thanks for the heads up.
So you're stuck with the apartment now?
Yeah, well, my name has always been on the lease.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like...
So you just need to find replacement.
Yeah, but I don't know what's going on, because like, she hasn't not mentioned one thing to me about putting a new roommate into the room. I'm like, what are you doing here? Like, because I live with a gay man, which is fine, okay? But I'm not living with two gay men.
Right.
So you're not going to tell Frankie that he's going to find a replacement roommate, because it's not happening. Mm. I'm not living with two gay men.
Why?
Because I don't want to. I already heard Frankie have sex once. I'm not doing it with two. I'm not doing.
Oh yeah.
I'm not doing.
Oh wow, that's terrible.
Like I have nothing against gay men. For all you hate and ass people out there that are offended at the fact I just said that, I just know when you have an apartment, you want to do whatever you want to do in your apartment.
Right.
I just don't want to hear you doing it.
Exactly. You know, that's one thing that's going to come up with my sons here. You know, what am I going to do?
Right.
I don't want to hear anything.
Exactly. Exactly. And I don't even like hearing my girl roommate have sex.
Yeah, I know.
It's just too close of quarters. So it's like I'd rather live with another female.
Right.
But it's like I'm also very picky and I'm a bitch. So like you're not going to pick the female. Like it has to like when I used to live with two females, one that used to live in Boston. And when she moved out, we went through like an interview process and we were like, no. And then we picked Frankie.
Right.
So, I mean, when is this process going to happen? You're not picking out the new roommate. We all have to collectively agree that that's the person moving in, because technically you're breaking the lease. I'm not.
Yeah.
So.
Shit.
Drama already, and then they're gone.
Yeah, it's her responsibility probably to do it.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want her to pick and just think that's okay.
Right, no, not to pick, but at least bring some.
Yeah, at least bring like 10 people in or 5 people. I almost want to post online like, hey, who's looking for an apartment?
Yeah.
Move-in date is July 1st.
Do it.
You can't be a psychopath. You can't eat my food.
Like a psychopath will tell you they're a psychopath.
I know, but you can tell. Like we had when our first roommate moved out, like we interviewed like 6 different people, and like the first 6 I was like, hell no. That's a fucking no.
Yeah.
And then Frankie came and he was like, just seemed very cool, timid, and he's like clean. He cleans up after himself. He does the dishes.
Good.
And out of the 6 months that I've lived with him, I only heard him have sex once.
Good.
Yeah.
So there's only, you only had to endure the trauma one time. Yeah.
One
God,
time.
Yeah, I can't imagine two guys having sex, man. There would be
it's
probably
like, it's
so
just,
fucking
it's different
nasty.
To listen to.
Yeah.
It's not like I woke up and I was enjoying porn, like Pornhub that wasn't really there. Right. That's not my category of choice when I go to the website.
Yeah. I wonder if they have a lot of rough sex, you know?
Probably. I think it depends.
Two guys, you know?
I think it depends.
Yeah.
On who it is. And it's always like, I always wonder, I'm like, is my roommate a top or a bottom?
Right. But there's always a lot of promiscuity because it's all men, you know? Men want sex all the time. Doesn't matter if they're straight or gay.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so yeah. You put two of them together.
It's like two horny-ass men.
Right.
Yeah.
They're going to fucking go crazy. That's why you get a lot of sex in, like, gay bars and shit, mm-hmm. You know? They go in the bathrooms.
See,
outside,
I didn't know whatever. All that was going down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. They call it cruising, don't they?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Cruising, yeah.
You know what I was thinking? We should have, like, a transgender on the show one day.
Okay.
Because I just want to ask, like, what the process is of changing your genitals.
Right.
Like, I want someone who's, like, done the full-blown...
How about someone who's intersex? Have you heard of that?
No.
Where they're both, like, a hermaphrodite?
Oh, hermaphrodite.
Right.
Do people admit that they're hermaphrodites, though?
Yeah.
And how do you have sex when you're hermaphrodite?
Well,
these are all questions we can ask.
No, I think you choose when you're born... The parents choose which one they want to be.
Oh, but what if you don't know if they're gay or straight? Because what if they choose, hey, give her a vagina, but really she had more testosterone.
Well, you don't know
that. So now she's gay.
You don't know that. But the thing is that she chose to be a woman and she's a normal woman.
How does that happen, though?
I don't know.
Is that like a birth defect? Is that because somebody like drank during pregnancy?
No, I don't think so. But I don't know how it happens, to be honest with you.
Weird.
But there's always weird shit happening, you know? I mean, people born with four fingers and two heads and all this shit, you know.
I've never heard of someone being born with two heads, that's for sure. I think you maybe saw that in a movie. Well, Siamese twins.
You have Siamese twins and you have, you know. What can I say? So it's funny because, you know, I have a listener and she knows who she is, who writes to me all the time.
Like emails you?
Emails
like
me.
Love letters?
No, the opposite. Oh, nasty
like,
shit.
Oh, like,
about
hey,
all the
fuck
stuff
you.
That I say, yeah. Men are pigs or whatever. And
then why does she listen? I feel like everyone has a choice.
Yeah, I know. And I told her a million times. I said, please don't listen. I don't want you to listen. You're banned from the show.
But you can't really ban someone
so,
from the show.
So I finally got tired of this. I said, who is this person? So I found out. So I looked online and so. A total leftist liberal. So I said, of course she's going to write me only nasty things because she thinks the opposite of everything that I think.
Wait, so she's a liberal?
Yeah.
But I'm a liberal, but, and I, you don't disturb me.
Well, because we don't talk politics that much, but and maybe you're not passionate about politics.
No, not at all. You know
some
this.
Some people are, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, and I try to be patient and polite and everything, but in the end, it's like, oh, so you're an extreme left. What's the point in talking even, you know? There's no point in talking.
Like just,
nobody's listening, man.
Just don't listen to his show.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't listen, man. But I never looked up. I never looked her up. And then I thought, okay, I'll
look her up.
I want to see who she is.
Yeah. You did some creeping.
Yeah.
You did some stalking. Well, right. She's actually doing some stalking because it's just like if you don't enjoy someone's show, it's simple. Just don't watch it or don't listen to it. Just don't engage with it. But she's like,
well, but
maybe
no,
she has like a weird,
stalking.
Like weird little crush on you.
Maybe. I don't know. But apparently
like she just wants to argue with you because she can't have you or some shit. Like
all I can say is I'm very grateful to have a listener who's loyal and is going to listen. But at the same time, stop writing me nasty shit. You know, you don't like it. Call in and talk about it. You know, but, yeah, I mean, making me feel bad about everything that I fucking say. And then I realized, what the fuck, you know? I can't say things that the listeners want to hear.
Right.
And besides, you have different listeners. You're always going to piss off somebody.
Yeah, always. Always. Like, I'm sure we just pissed out the whole gay community, even though nothing we said was really offensive.
No, I don't think so.
But I feel like the gay community is really sensitive. Like, you really can't say anything because everything is offensive.
So it's politically correct bullshit, mm-hmm. You know? And it happens with a lot of communities. You can't say anything. But I think, first of all, we were just saying things in jest and joking, but... There's some truth to it. I mean, I know because when I was younger, a girlfriend of mine had a... her best friend was gay and mm-hmm. He was a roommate. And we were very close. So I could see and he would tell me and I would see all the things that happened there.
Right.
Now, granted, that was a long time ago. But I think still gay men are... Many of them are promiscuous.
Yeah, I mean...
But obviously we can't make a generalization because
right.
I know... some gays who have been in relationships for 10, 20 years.
Right. And some that are happily married.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
So we need to make a point, you know, but if you make generalizations, which everybody does, and stereotypes and stuff, that's what it is.
Right.
You know? And I challenge anybody to tell me that a gay couple is not more horny than a straight couple.
Right.
Because, you know, it's like, I'm telling you, it's both men, you know. You'll never see men and women doing shit in the bathroom. Maybe once in a blue moon.
Yeah, once in a blue moon.
Right. But you can't make a generalization based on that. But, I mean, I've been witness to it more than once. That's why I bring it up.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see actually the act, but...
Well, yeah, no, I feel like you
would have
mentioned
that. But I saw somebody going to somebody else into the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like men that hook up with, what are they called? She-males?
Yeah.
Like, you're gay.
More than gay, I think,
like,
right?
Are you hooking up with someone who's got long hair extension and tits but has a swinging dick in between their
right,
thighs?
Right.
You are gay to me.
Yeah. Maybe they're bisexual. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think you can be bisexual and be a man. I'm sorry. That is my personal opinion. Don't at me.
But what? No, but what I'm saying is, what if you are attracted to women, you get hard on for women, but you also do for dicks?
Then you're gay.
I think they want a woman with a dick. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if they necessarily want a guy that looks like a girl or a girl that has a penis.
Yeah, I don't know, but that means you're gay. Mm. I feel like if any man in this planet likes anything but pussy, right, he is gay.
What about, and they've been talking a lot about this on Howard Stern and joking and stuff. What do you think about men liking to have shit inserted in their ass? Is that gay?
Yeah.
It is, right?
Yeah, like Richard Gere, he got caught with the gerbil up his ass.
Well,
that
was a story. That was just urban
that
legend.
Definitely happened. But regardless, if you are going to the bathroom, like one of my friend's moms works in the hospital, and she says that she literally takes out stuff out of men's asses all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Wow.
Like plungers.
Fuck.
Yeah, like they be doing stuff to themselves.
Yeah.
Because they want to be fucked in their ass.
Yeah.
Which
wow.
means you're gay and you just can't admit it.
Right.
Because you know a woman can't fuck you in the ass.
Right.
And I think that if a
they can with dildos.
Yeah,
that's
but I'm
what
saying.
I'm asking.
Yeah, and if a man asks a woman to do that, he's gay.
Right. And many women don't agree with that, but I think I tend to agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no. And
I don't want
as a woman, how are you attracted
ass, you
to
know?
That?
Yeah.
How are you attracted to the fact that you just put on a fucking strap on and fucked your man in it? Your man is on all fours,
but
and you just fucked
like
me in.
These women like this shit, you know?
No, it's disgusting.
They're
me.
Dominatrix, you know? Maybe
so
in their secretly, they're dominant women.
No, like I even think it's weird. Like my sister used to say that her baby daddy would like put his legs behind his head and like beg
suck
her.
His own dick?
No.
This guy's a good guy.
Do guys really suck their own dick?
I heard that some guys.
How's that even
I
possible? How does like the dick?
Well, you put your feet behind your ears, right?
Wow, I've never heard.
Isn't
of that
what you were describing?
No, I was gonna say like he used to put his legs back and like be like eat my ass, and I think that.
Oh, that.
Yeah. See, yeah. I don't. I think it's one thing if you're like sucking a guy's dick,
right?
And like you play with the butthole a little bit, but for a guy to like open up his butt cheeks and say eat my ass, I'd
right.
be like so completely turned off.
Wow.
I'd be like, no, you know what? Goodbye.
Yeah.
I'm done. You're fucking dismissed.
So you feel anything around a man's ass is gay? I tend to agree.
I don't think sticking a finger up there every once in a while, like while you're giving head, is gay. But if he wants it all the time, like if it's always, if he always makes a point to be like, my ass, when you're hooking up with him, you need to be like.
But look, there's obviously a need to have it from a woman, not a man.
No, I think it's just a need in general.
So you think they're like secretly gay or
denying?
Yeah,
I mean, but I'd be thinking everyone's gay. Like on first dates, I for me, and I don't, I know most women don't agree with me, but on my first date, I will literally ask the guy, have you ever dabbled in the dick?
Really?
On the first date.
Yeah.
And I can tell by his answer if he's lying or not.
Dabble in the dick.
And my thing is
attached
like,
one.
Yeah, but my whole thing is if I'm supposed to be sucking your dick, but you are out there sucking other people's dicks, I'm not okay with that. Like I'm okay with a man cheating on me with 1,000 women, but I'd never be okay with a man cheating on me with another man. I will never get over the fact that we both enjoy sucking dick.
Wow.
No, it's never happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, like cheat on me with 1,000 women, but if you cheat on me with a man, I will literally ruin your fucking life.
Jeez. Yeah, everybody run away then. Keep distance. But what about two women at the same time? What do you think of that?
I think sometimes two women is just for show because that's what the guy wants.
Right.
Women aren't usually into it. And if they are, it's, I think it's...
Maybe not usually, but there are some women
that like it. Yeah. But usually if a woman is hooking up with another woman and there's a man involved, it's because... The man wants it and one of those chicks is in love with him. So she's like, fuck it. I'll bring my friend Sarah.
Yeah.
Like I know one of my friends was hooking up with this NBA player and she like... loved him, but he was like, yo, bring a friend, and like she fucked him with her friend, and I'm like, how are you okay with that?
Yeah,
like how are you okay sharing like this dude's dick that you think that you're in love with your close friend? So now every time you see your friend, even after that relationship ends or if it doesn't end, you're just gonna think about the time you both had his dick.
Right,
that's so weird to me. See, I'm too much of a psychopath to do threesomes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to sit there and watch
You'd be jealous and shit.
Yeah, I would kill them.
Then you shouldn't do one.
You both are dying tonight. This is a setup and you failed. You cheating ass motherfucker.
Yeah, cheating on me right in front of me. Yeah. That's supposed to be turned on.
Exactly. Like, what are you even supposed to do? Like, what do you do when the person you love is literally fucking the shit out of somebody?
But if it's a threesome, you do everything together.
No, I know, but I still know. Mm-mm. Nope, I'd cry. Well, I'd be weeping.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, in ideal threesomes, then both chicks suck the dick at the same time. One would sit on his face. One would ride him. You know, the chicks might do things to each other. And so there's a lot of different things. Look, I find this in porn is a big turn on, but I don't think I could ever participate in two guys and a girl.
No. Two guys and a girl? How is your dick hard when this dick right here?
This dick is right next to you, right?
I just can't. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Sex is just like a kind of like dirty and disgusting thing in general.
It is in general, yeah. But
when you like think about it, when all the weird shit people do, and like we're not even covering half of it on the show, because but people are into some weird ass shit.
Right, and I think it's because most of us are exposed to sex early on.
Right.
And kids' minds can't. You can't wrap yourself around it when you're so young.
Right.
So you start associating it with other things, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I guess some people are attracted to like leather and lace and shoes and feet. You know, it's like they probably like there was something sexual when they came in touch with these things.
Right.
You know? Like, where does the leather come from? I don't understand, you know? But maybe some hot chick or something wore leather and he saw her pussy or something.
I don't know. And I don't get the...
And like associates it with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know? But all we can do is speculate what's going on.
Exactly.
But I think most people get fucked up when they're kids.
Same. Yeah, I think it's sexually. All a root of your childhood.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Like, have you ever seen the show Billions?
No.
It's on HBO. Really good actors in it. But one of the guys in the show, like, he gets somebody to, like, fuck him up before they have sex. Like, literally take high heels and, like, stand on his hands. Like, give him, like,
a
pain.
Guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Give him pain. I'm like, how is somebody into that shit? Especially a grown-ass man.
Yeah. You see, maybe if someone was abused... physically and sexually at the same time,
right.
They associate maybe violence or pain with sex, you know?
Right.
With pleasure. Yeah, man, it's crazy shit out there, you know? But you know, I mean, I think everybody's a little quirky. Everybody's got some things they like more than others, but they don't have to be weird, you know?
Yeah, that's very true.
Like, you know, I mean... not to digress, but let's say, for example, I like a woman sitting on my face, right?
Right.
So I don't try to figure out why do I like it. I think I just like a dominant woman, you know, just
right.
Because I grew up with believing that girls and women did not enjoy sex, right? So in that kind of a culture, so when you see a woman being sexual, right, it's a turn on.
Okay.
So if a woman like sits on you and demands that you eat her, to me that's a turn on. You see,
right,
for me, but I don't think that's
weird.
But I mean,
weird. You just explained your own answer. It's because you grew up,
right,
thinking that women weren't into that shit. So now that you're older and not really,
I always felt like, fuck, you know what? Am I going to be the horny one, and the woman's just going to do me a favor?
Right.
But obviously, you realize that, and especially in modern times, that women are more free with their sexuality. You know, they'll admit it, they'll talk about it, they'll be proud of it. But back then, it wasn't like that at all. You know, I mean, for all you knew, nobody had sex. Nobody was having sex because nobody talked about it, you know. But
I feel like it was different, like even like 30 years ago, sex was like more of like a really intimate, because you love them type of thing. And now sex is just like sex. Sex has literally become like this weird fucking phenomenon where people just don't give a fuck.
That's true.
They're sleeping with anyone and anything. Like,
I know,
they
I've never seen anything.
And it's almost like I've talked to so many of my guy friends, and it's like, for instance, my friend Anthony, he sleeps with people unprotected and he doesn't care about them.
Really?
And I go, Anthony, it takes one time, it takes that girl to sleep with one other person, get something like herpes or HIV, come back and sleep with you. She doesn't even know she has it. Now you have it. Or one time for you to sleep with her unprotected and she's pregnant. But he's like, no, that stuff doesn't happen to me. Yeah. I'm like, yo, how stupid is everybody?
Yeah.
They think they're untouchable.
Well, one time it's going to happen to you and you're going to be sorry. But you're right, you know.
I don't even like kissing people.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, unless
I mean, like, I'm really, I'm very affectionate, but only if I'm like, wow, we about to be together. But, like, just to kiss someone, just to be kissing them, it, like, grosses me out.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Get your fucking nasty mouth away from me.
I also remember when I was young, I mean, I was a kid, maybe 7. I started being interested in like I would find magazines, like you see them displayed at the store,
right.
Playboy and shit like that.
Oh, those aren't at the regular store.
No.
I was like, hold on, what store are you going to?
No, not now, but back then they'd have it on a newsstand together with
really?
All the other magazines.
I didn't know that they put...
Of course.
Do they even make Playboy anymore? No, right?
They do.
Oh.
And they're back to nude photos too, which they said they were going to stop. They were going to stop.
I always thought I'd be in Playboy.
Yeah?
But not like the fully nude, like the sexy improv, like naked, but like I got like a pillow here, like a magazine on the vagina. So it was like the illusion that I was naked, but not actually naked.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be in Playboy.
Yeah.
My dad told me he'd never talk to me again.
But you'd have to show everything. I mean, they don't just like put pillows on you, you know?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought it was like implied, like Lindsay Lohan did it and all she showed was her breasts.
Yeah, well, she was a celebrity, you know?
Well, I am too, Sam. Fuck you.
Well, you're not Lindsay. What can I say?
No,
you know?
She is weird now.
Yeah.
She was so much prettier when she had her real red hair and was thick. Like, she was curvy.
Yeah.
Now she's like anorexic looking.
Really? I haven't seen her lately. I don't know.
She has an accent out of nowhere. I'm like, girl, are you practicing for a role? Because we're all so confused.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but back then, you know, so we didn't have internet, obviously, when I was a kid. I mean, I'm talking in the 60s, okay?
Right.
So I discovered, like, my dad's, like, he had a catalog from a sex shop, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a million types of condoms and, you know, all kinds of ticklers and whatever they called it at the time. Vibrators, maybe even. And, like, cock rings. And I'm like exposed to
all this. What the fuck is a cock ring?
You don't know what a cock ring is?
No, and I hate that word. I hate that word so much.
But that's what they call it.
Ugh.
Because it's they use it in porn, and porn people call it cock all the time.
Yeah, I know people in porn call
it.
You want me to suck your cock? I'm like, that doesn't even sound cute. Like, nothing about that sounds like, yes, do it, please. I'm begging you.
Right.
Fucking weirdos. Yeah.
But a cock ring, it's like a rubber band, okay? But they have it in different shapes and stuff, and you wrap it around your dick, and it makes it hard because it keeps all the blood from flowing out of your dick.
So is that for like old men? Because why on
earth would
you
anybody
need
would.
That?
Because it makes it so fucking rock hard, like you've never seen.
Oh, that's weird to me. But I mean,
feels
do you
too.
People?
Yeah.
Do you?
No,
guys?
I've enjoyed it a couple times. I mean, it's pretty cool. And I'm an older man too. That's true. You
yeah.
know? You don't get the same erections you did when you were fucking 18.
No. Know? It's so weird because I feel like every guy that I've dated, like, I could kiss them and it's just like an instant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know.
When they're young, it's like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, my, I dated this Irish guy and every single time I kissed him, it was just like an instant. Like, yeah. I could never kiss him in public.
Really?
Yeah.
And I heard that some guys will actually, like come like 2 seconds after they put their dick inside of you.
Yeah,
it's I don't know how that can happen. I mean, I can go for
I don't know if it's
hours.
Too excited or they suck or what. But like my ex, the first couple of times I had sex with him, it lasted like 1 minute, 15 seconds.
Wow. You see, that doesn't work with me, man. Mm-mm. Especially the first time, I may not even feel comfortable to come in front of the woman.
Oh, know? That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Is it?
Yeah,
because I
sure.
feel very vulnerable when I do, you know?
Why? It's such a natural thing. Nobody cares. Literally, no, nobody cares.
Not you're only naked, don't they care, some women like it.
Yeah, and like, yeah. I'm like, if you're naked with someone, trust and believe they don't give a fuck. You got this far. You can go all the way now.
That's true, right?
Unless it's rape, of course.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm weird. Everybody's got their fucking quirks, you know?
Yeah.
And idiosyncrasies where... we don't know why we do half of the shit we do.
Yeah, so true. So true. Sometimes I don't understand why I am the way I am, but I'm also thankful I am the way that I am.
Yeah, because I don't put like myself. Yourself.
Yeah, I don't put myself that's in situations where I'm going to be like scared as fuck after.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like going to get an STD checks are pretty like calm for me because I know I'm Gucci.
Yeah.
Other people, when they go to STD checks, it's like the world just comes crashing down those 2 weeks you're waiting for either no phone call or a phone call. Like, we're going to need you to come back for further testing.
Yeah. We're going to have to arrest you because you got disease.
Yeah. Well, you can actually get arrested if you are aware that you have a disease and you sleep with someone and not.
Pass it to someone, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a death wish, man. In fact, I had a guest once on the show whose guy did the same to her. I think she was he was her husband, and then he slept around. I think it was something like that. I can't even remember, but the point is they didn't tell her, and she sued him, and I don't know if it was done yet or...
No, she definitely is going to win.
Yeah.
For sure. And she's going to take half his shit. I'm going to take your house, your car, you little bitch. I'm taking it all.
I know. You're going to fuck around on me?
Yeah.
I'll show you.
I think it's sad to say, but I think everybody cheats now.
Really?
Yeah. I literally.
No, I don't.
No, I think so. I really do. I really do believe that. And it makes me really sad because I really have envisioned my whole life being with someone like full blown, like us just riding out with each other. But I just don't think men have. And I don't think it's because they don't love the person. I think sometimes men, especially men, women, I think, go through it too, but I think men go through it worse as a midlife crisis where you men start to look older. And it's not like women where you can wear like cover up and foundation and like cover up your old age, like because for women,
plus your dick is your pride, you know, you don't want to lose your erections,
right? Exactly.
Your stamina, you
but
know?
For women it's so different because we don't, that doesn't happen to us,
right.
It happens to you guys, right. It doesn't happen to us, and we can go to a salon and look like we're 20 years younger if we really fucking wanted to. I mean, maybe men can too, get Botox and stuff, but usually they
no,
don't.
It's not the same, but
it's
look,
not the same,
but many men I've seen age more gracefully than women do.
Oh yeah, there's some, you men know? That age
not
like
all, not all of them, of course. But so some men don't need really the makeup or the Botox and
all. There's some men that look better older than they did when they were in like their 30s.
Yeah, you know. But that's not the point. The point more is the stamina, like how long you can go for.
Right.
Can you keep your dick hard for a long time, you know?
Right.
And these are concerns.
See, I don't know those concerns because I'm not at that point yet
right.
in my life.
Yeah. Like, plus, you're not a man either.
Exactly.
You know? I can tell you that even younger men have, you know, fears and you know, about their performances. Every man does.
Right.
It doesn't matter how old they are.
Especially if they think the girl is, like, on a high pedestal.
Yeah.
I think men have egos, so they don't show it. But I think some men do get just as nervous as women before a date, after a date, before sex, after sex. I think some, depending on what level you put that person on.
Yeah.
If it's just like a Tinder hookup, probably not.
Yeah.
But I mean, still, even if the guy didn't like the girl, he'd probably feel some type of way if the chick didn't blow him up after they fucked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even if he wants nothing to do with her, if she never texts him again, right, he's going to be like, wait, so did I suck in bed?
Yeah, you know? True. But she might ask the same thing. Was I not good if he doesn't call
I've
back?
Never thought that. Like, even someone asked me this weekend because I said I haven't, the last guy actually dated and thought I was going to marry him. He slept with me once and never called me again.
Right.
And he was like, oh, do you think you're horrible in bed? And I was like, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it's the fact that I made it very clear from beginning, I'm looking for something serious. And from jump, he just wanted to fuck. And as soon as he got it, he was like, let me cut ties.
Yeah.
But if I hadn't been crazy and hadn't been like, oh, I'm looking for a relationship, I want to marry you type shit, I probably would have fucked him 1,000 times.
Yeah.
But men get freaked out.
And men need different partners, as many as possible.
Yeah. I don't know why, but why?
I'm telling you, it's a sex drive that takes over you. It's such a powerful thing, sex drive, you know, that you can't, and especially for males, and you can see that in the wild as well with animals. I mean
it's so males, weird when animals have sex.
Males become like totally, they lose their fucking mind, you know. You just want to like fucking devour, and you don't know where the fuck it comes from. But otherwise, I can't explain how all these prominent men fuck up their lives like this.
Yeah.
It's because your mind doesn't think when your dick does.
Right, and it's so funny
because...
It does.
I think all the blood goes from the brain to your dick,
yeah,
and you don't think.
Yeah.
And that's the process... that's like hardwired into us.
And it's so funny because like you'll see like Lifetime movies or like just movies in general where like the guy has like such a good wife, like a beautiful wife, children at home, but he'll just fuck up for one night, like one single night, but it'll be with like that one crazy bitch who just ruins his entire life. And then you see him like crying and be like, I lost
like
everything.
Fatal Attraction, for example.
Yeah.
That was like that.
Yeah, the cop. That's with Michael Douglas, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
When
and then Glenn she kills him at the end? Oh, no.
No,
okay.
With the rabbit.
Yeah.
With the rabbit.
Yeah, I remember that. I was thinking of, what's the one I'm thinking about?
Basic Instinct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot. That's another movie where men were thinking strictly with their dicks.
Right.
I'm like, come on, man. You know she's a fucking killer. Psychopath.
But I'm telling you, how can people give up their lives, their family lives, their success, everything, their careers, in order to fuck somebody?
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Like politicians or rappers or like anyone who has like something to lose and they still are doing it.
Right.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, like remember Kobe Bryant, for example.
Oh.
Remember that whole thing?
When he was like, the girl accused him of rape.
Right.
And he got like lucky because...
anal rape and shit like that in the hotel room.
Yeah. But then they found like 7 semen in the room, so she was just like an escort. So basically, had that not happened, he'd be in jail right now.
Right. So the thing is I think
that probably changed his life, though. I'm sure he hasn't cheated since.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even if he hadn't been criminally accused or anything, just the fact that he got caught fucking around when he's got the whole world in his...
He's got like 10 kids.
Right?
Yeah.
He's got a wife that supposedly he loves, that supports him.
Yeah.
He's got a career. He's got everything he needs. But no, he needs to fuck somebody else. And that's what
I know. That's crazy.
It's hardwired into men. It's hard to fight this thing. It's like... Look, when you don't understand the power of a drive, think of like when you're hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're hungry, all you want to do is eat and the food feels so good.
Right. Like last night I was so hungry and my friends took me out to eat. And even though the portions were really small and it's not stuff I would normally order, the food just tasted so good because I was hungry.
Yeah.
So that's like kind of what it is with pussy and dick, I guess.
Yeah.
When you're hungry, you just want
to
eat it.
Exactly. And you need to as soon as possible. That's what it is, man. I mean, yeah, I can't explain it any other way, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, still to this day, look, I've seen enough, let's say, I've seen, how am I going to say it? I've seen many pussies, okay? But also in life and in porn and shit, right? So all in all, I've seen like a lot of pussy.
Right.
Mostly in porn.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, even in real life, though, no, especially in real life, it just makes you crazy. It still makes you crazy to look at a pussy or something, you know?
No, that's not how... That is not how I feel about penises.
Yeah.
That's different for men.
Females are different.
Like it's... I mean, there's definitely probably some females that get that way.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't care about penises. I don't like when someone sends me a dick pic. It's not turning
right,
me on.
Right.
Don't send me a video. It's not turning me on. Unless I'm about to suck your dick, do not show me it.
Yeah.
I have no desire for it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But at the same time, men, I mean, you'll just put anything in front of them.
Yeah.
So it's like sometimes it's something that you don't necessarily like having,
right?
You know, because you feel out of control and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what nature did in order for us to procreate, made us go crazy over pussy. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. It's just a few folds of skin, but people go crazy over
it. I know.
It, you know.
I know. And it's like so weird because like I always go to like clubs or restaurants and stuff, and I see like guys scanning the room, and they're literally scanning the room for like who they want to like sleep with,
yeah,
or who they're trying to leave with. Like
it's
last night,
market,
I went to
yeah,
you know? I went to Catch last night, and I was like looking around the room, and it was literally like groups of girls looking for men, like single girls, and you can tell that they're at this restaurant trying to find somebody,
really?
Something, and then groups of men that are out to eat, scanning the room, looking for somebody, something.
Right.
I'm like, I just came for the food.
You're the wrong
I literally
place,
just
then.
Came to eat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just I feel for me when I want to have sex with someone, I've literally got to like look at them and like instantly just want to get naked. I'll barely feel that way about anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody. Like the last couple of people that I've hooked up with, even the first time I hooked up with them, I was like, ugh.
Yeah. Why am I doing it? Right?
Yeah. And then after I get feelings, then I'm like, come and take me.
So now if you have sex with someone, do you feel closer to them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they feel closer to me, but that's
even
how I feel.
Even the first time?
First time, yeah. First time, it's a wrap for me, especially if I've gone mad long. Yeah. It's like kind of like scary. And sometimes I feel like, am I in love with them or am I in love with having sex with them?
Right. Exactly.
So it's not that
good. Did I just need something badly?
Right.
It's like being on the rebound after you break up or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You're desperate.
Uh-huh. Desperate.
That's why, you know, divorced women are not a great find, you know. They're pretty desperate. So, or a married woman, people that have sex with married women, for example, the one woman probably is usually frustrated,
right,
with the marriage and stuff, you know. Why would you want someone like that? That's
I don't
easy.
See how you
it's
could...
easy picking, but at the same time, a lot of baggage.
Right, and I just don't see, like, it's one thing to cheat when you're in a relationship, but it's so crazy to me that somebody cheats when you have like this, like you guys are married,
right,
till death do us part type shit. Like this is something you chose to do,
right? I mean, you put your dick in her pussy, that's pretty intimate.
Wait, you know? In marriage,
I mean,
or outside of marriage?
In marriage. So
yeah.
Then you go and you put it somewhere else.
You just broke every single vow that you took.
Yeah.
Because when you say like vows, isn't part of it like I vow to protect you or something?
Something like that. Be
so
with you.
So yeah, and then look what you did.
Yeah.
You broke my heart into a million pieces.
Yeah.
That's why I want the ring and I want the party, but I don't want to get married. I feel like marriage, I think marriage ruins things. Because then it just becomes like, oh, like, but we're married.
Right. You take each other for granted. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen couples that were together for 10 years. Then they got together, got married, bam, 2 years later, they're
done. Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
So something happens when people get married.
Yeah.
I think it takes away the freedom of knowing that if I'm not happy, I'm just getting up and leaving.
Well, I mean, people do that anyway.
Yeah, but...
So I don't think that's
but
it.
But not so much in marriages they do when they just live together.
I think it's more of like the fact that it's like a political thing and it's like you're signing... Like it's government paperwork, like bonding you two together.
Yeah, but it means
it
a
takes
lot
like
of
the
other
fun
things.
Out of it.
Psychologically, you say, okay, so we're like a couple now.
Right.
I can't fuck around anymore.
Right.
You know, so it's
but
a
I mean
commitment.
That happens with marriage or without marriage, because if you're with someone for over 6 months,
right,
you guys are in a relationship. It always gets me when men say, okay, for instance, I dated this Irish guy, and we were together for almost 9 months.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we fought like motherfuckers. He cheated on me 1,000 times. But he'll still to this day say, we were never together. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Marty. We were together. If you are constantly seeing someone on a regular basis for months in a row, meeting their family, coming around their family, I don't care who you are in a relationship with that person.
Yeah.
If you fuck somebody one time and never talk to them again, okay, you're not in a relationship.
Right.
But if you guys are intertwining your lives and your schedules and meeting each other's family, whether you put a label on it or not, you're in some type of relationship.
Yeah.
And people are scared to admit that these days.
They do. They do. You know, but also I think psychologically people feel, I can't just get up and leave now.
Right. Like I can't just do what I want to do.
Right. And I think that's why people, that's why marriage was created in the first place.
So that people can do what they want to do.
Well, but preserve, yeah, but preserve the family so it's not so easy to get out.
Right. Exactly. But it shouldn't be about that. But women always say, when I say I don't want to get married, they're like, you should, because if he cheats on you, you can take half, which that I understand. Like if I'm with someone for like a long period of time and then 8 years down the road, he like cheats on me and decides to leave me for someone younger or hotter, whatever the case may be. If I'm not married, what can I do?
Right.
Exactly. That's so, a part of me is like, okay, maybe I do want to get married so that if he ever breaks my heart into a trillion pieces, I get something out of my heartbreak.
Yeah, I mean, you've invested, not only that, but you invested years with this person.
Right.
You deserve something. That's why even cohabitation now, they'll make you split.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. If you live with someone for, what, is it 5 or 10 years?
I don't know how long, but probably 5 years.
I think
is
it's
enough.
Five, yeah. I think it's five, but five is still a long time.
Because you invest in shit together.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
As far as effort goes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Did you hear that Instagram is adding a mute function?
They already have mute functions.
They do? Yeah. What does it mean?
It means like if you upload a video, you can turn the sound
off. No. That's not what it means.
What do you mean?
It means you can mute posts from people. In other words, you don't have to unfollow them in order shit from them.
They have
no,
that.
No, this is new. This is new.
Maybe, so they have mute on Instagram. So they have mute on DMs now. So you can mute someone on DMs.
No, not on DMs.
So the actual picture.
What I'm saying is, let's say I'm following someone.
Yeah.
But I don't want to create tension by unfollowing them. So I can just it's like on Facebook, if you friend someone but you don't follow them.
Right.
You don't see shit from them. This is the same thing. If you don't want to see stuff from a particular person.
Right.
You mute them. And then all that happens is they'll see you following them, right? And but you don't have to look at their shit.
See, at that point, I would just unfollow you. I don't got the
right,
time for
but,
it. Right, like,
but that's what I'm saying, that sometimes unfollowing would be offending somebody.
Yeah, but if you are muting them, that means you don't want to follow them. So why are you pretending that you
no,
want
it
to?
No, it doesn't mean, well, but maybe you have a situation with them. Like, think about it. Maybe you're like in business or something, right?
Mm.
And so you're like following him, but you go, you know what? His posts are really fucking boring.
Right.
I don't want to look at it. Not only that, but I thought, you know, I don't follow a lot of people, so it's easy for me to really see everybody's posts. But if you follow like a few thousand, I mean, what the fuck, you
right.
know? Who's got time to see everything?
Right.
So it's crazy.
That's
so this
funny.
Way, yeah, so this way, if I had like thousands and thousands, I would mute most of them, just see the people I want
to
see. You know?
Instagram just needs to put their shit back in chronological order.
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
Oh, and Instagram?
Oh, yeah. That's what did I say?
Yeah, I don't know what you said, but I think...
Maybe I didn't say Instagram.
But I know you meant Instagram.
Yeah, I definitely meant Instagram.
What did I say?
I'm still asleep, folks. I'm still tired from the
neither
weekend.
Neither one of us remembers what the fuck you just
my
said.
My biggest regret of the weekend is not stealing one of the hotel pillows. They were so comfortable. It was like life-changing, to be honest with you.
Then buy one like that. How much can it cost?
I don't know where to get comfortable pillows, to be honest with
Why?
You. I don't know. All my pillows suck, though. Like,
really?
My back is killing me. I don't even know how to sit because I need a massage so bad.
Yeah. You know who I had once is this guy that's really famous for his commercial about, it's called My Pillow. And it's like a
oh my god, yeah,
pillow.
I've seen it and right? I want it. Give me that fucking pillow. I'm
it's
about to
like
write them 60, and see if I can get it.
It's like $60.
Yeah, and then you can return it if you don't like it.
Tell him we've had you on the show some time ago. He was actually here.
Oh, really?
In the studio.
I'm like, can you bring pillows next time you come in?
Yeah.
He's like from Minnesota. Bring me like five pillows. You know?
Yeah. He'll send you one. What the fuck?
No, he definitely will if I write him.
But not only that, they'll give you like, they give you a guarantee and everything. Like, you can return it after probably, you know, 3 months.
Yeah,
or
if you don't like it or if it, it doesn't improve your like night's
exactly.
sleep.
Exactly. And look, if it improves your night, then the $60 was well worth it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But Yeah, maybe we can get a hold of them. Well, I'll tell them, look, we're big fans of your pillows.
Yeah.
We'd like to promote it. I want to show it to my co-host. Send us one.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, they definitely will, as long as we talk about it on the radio. So, and we're talking about it now, so you're welcome, mypillow.com.
There you go. So
give us some pillows.
So what you do with it is you just kind of like bunch it up and stuff, you know, any way you want. So it takes the shape that you want. It doesn't, because it's special material inside.
Right.
So if you want to like, you know, like squish your pillow and stuff. So it's right. high.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. If you want the opposite.
How many pillows are on your bed?
Mine?
Yeah.
Just two.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't like a lot of pillows.
I have like
when
eight.
I go to a hotel, they're all on the floor except one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have like eight.
Really?
I got this pillow. It's called, tomorrow I will figure out the name of it, but I got it at the gifting suite I went to.
Right.
And it's the shape of a lima bean. It's for people that sleep on their sides.
Okay.
It's a life-changing pillow.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the best thing that I've gotten my entire life, probably.
Do you use it?
I use it every single day.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'll look up the name. And they're from LA, so maybe we can have them in.
Okay.
So they can talk about it. They even have like neck pillows for when you go on the plane.
Yeah.
But they're like in the shape of lima beans.
Right.
I'm like, yes, it's the best pillow ever. Every time someone comes to my apartment, they are like, hey, can I sleep on this?
Right.
I'm like, ugh, sure. Sometimes I don't like when people sleep on my pillows. Like if they're sweating or drooling, it grosses me out.
No, nobody sleeps on my pillow. Except the one I'm making love to, but that's about it. All right, everybody, we're totally out of time. Danny, thank you.
You are welcome.
Tomorrow we'll be back for the last show of the week, but it'll be a good one. And next week is full of guests.
So wow, I feel like it's been like weeks since we had a guest.
It's been dry, huh? No, yeah. It's a couple weeks, yeah. But I don't know, but now suddenly everybody wants to come.
Right, it's because it's the 1st of June.
Maybe. I don't know what happens, but
who cares?
Who cares? Thank you, everybody, for listening. Even to you, who criticizes me for everything I say, you're still welcome to write to me, but be nice. All right, everybody, see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.